Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. If you guys can hear us, just be patient. We're having a few internet issues here, but we are on the line, but I'm not able to let Francis in on the line yet, so if you could just hold tight for a few more minutes. Okay, everybody, I think we are in business. Hello, Denise, can you hear me? Sorry, my phone was on mute. Okay, I can hear you. Good evening, everyone. This is Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Sunday, November 20th. We were having a few problems with the internet, but we are here nonetheless. And tonight's guest is Frances Williams. I don't know which number you're calling from, Frances. So I need to be able to figure out what number you're calling from so I can bring you on the line. In the meantime, I don't know if my sister Denise has any news she wanted to share tonight.
Hold on. I'm trying to get Frances in here. She's 912.
Okay, here we go. Hi, Frances, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, ladies.
Hi, I apologize. All of that.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Good. And I was just saying that I was going to turn it over to my sister. I didn't know if she had any news that she wanted to share before we move forward with the interview tonight.
I had a quick note about the television and film class conversations with Denise and Janice Tunnell. We will definitely be having another class in January. So if you're interested in that class or just want to get a little more information about the class, please send your contact information to illusionsbeauty@gmail.com. And we'll actually be doing a follow-up conference call with the members from the last class coming up shortly. And we were limiting the class to 10 students, but now based on some of the things that came out of the last class, we're going to consider just having no more than 6 students. So if you're really interested, please get us your information as soon as you possibly can so that we can tailor that class to the students that are interested. And I had more for tonight, but I'm so frazzled over this internet issue because I still can't get through the site to get to the Beauty Lounge. So I just want to get to Frances's interview and get it moving.
Okay. Well, just let me go try to get into the Beauty Lounge. So for those of you who are there, just hang in with us, hang in a little longer with us. And for those that were out there trying to get in, if anybody knows anybody that was trying to get on and couldn't get on, just send them a text or a tweet or something. Just let them know we are on the air now and that they can join us. And let me see if we can get into the chat room so we can get those people joining us. But just for those who are listening by their computers or through the phone, if you would like to call in and join the conversation with a comment or a question, you can call 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. Okay, and so we're just going to jump right into the conversation. Again, thank you, Frances, for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, you're the third of our listener interview series. So, again, thanks for joining us. And first, let me just say it was an absolute pleasure meeting you this past week. I mean, I felt like I already knew you, but officially in person meeting you, it was a pleasure. So,
yes,
actually, 2 days we saw you. At the makeup, what was that? At the Makeup Forever
Pro Road Show.
Right, exactly. And then what was that, the night before or a couple of days before?
Yes, the Friday before at Mingles.
There you go. But we wanted to start the conversation. One, I wanted to, you know how we always do, introduce yourself. Who's Frances Williams? And tell us, you know, when you became a makeup artist and what inspired you to do so.
Okay, well, Frances Williams is this young lady who just loves, you know, working with people to reveal their true beauty. I started in 2006 with, I actually was a part of a fashion show that I did that we had at my church, and I was asked to, you know, help with makeup. And after that moment, I realized that there was a passion that I had for, you know, makeup, helping women, you know, understand just how to apply it. And, you know, also with, you know, there's the inner beauty that we work to reveal, as well as using these products to enhance the natural beauty that we already have. So after that moment, I realized, okay, I like this. Maybe there's something to it. So that's when, you know, in 2006 when I decided, okay, you know, there's something to this. Maybe I should look into, you know, something about being a makeup artist. And so that's when I just continued to do my research. And it was around 06 or 07 when I actually came across Union Sister. So that was, you know, a good moment because I was learning and researching and just trying to find my little own place of learning about makeup.
Wow, that was a while ago.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Man.
So let me ask you, have you found your place in learning about makeup?
I'm still learning. There's a lot. I don't think we ever stop learning, especially when we have a passion for something. And every day I do something regarding makeup, whether it's looking at a magazine or searching online or reading about a new product. So, you know, the growing and the learning, I think we should always excel in that area. Have I found my place? I'm still looking. Not that I'm unsure, because, you know, I'm working as a makeup artist, you know, working with brides and just everyday women. So that's where the revealing beauty comes in. So I'm, you know, I never want to be in a place where I refuse or put myself in a position where I'm blocking, you know, that level of increase. So am I still finding that place? Well, I hope to always do that, because if we're not growing, then we're in a place of being stagnant, and that's not, you know, beneficial to me as a person as well as an artist. So I'm, you know, still growing in all of those areas and hope to always do so.
Frances, this is Denise. Where do you think that place is for you? Like, do you have any idea?
Eventually, I want to teach and train, whether that mm-hmm. be something I do through my own business or work with a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, that's what I would like to do. So, you know, as far as a specific genre of makeup, I'm still uncertain. I love working with brides. I have yet had the experience to work at a counter, which I will be, you know, venturing into that soon. So, you know, I'm still trying to figure my way through this whole process.
So
let me ask you, Frances. I remember you calling into the show at one point, and I can't remember exactly what your question was, but I remember that the conversation was something like, you know, you living in maybe a smaller town, and I
right.
guess just trying to find, I guess, ways to branch out and to get exposure and that kind of thing.
Right.
Do you feel like you've grown in that area since then?
No.
Okay.
No. It's still hard.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's still hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you said that. I'm sorry. You said that you were going to soon be venturing out into the world of counter makeup soon.
Yes.
How are you going to go about that in your area?
I'm actually making a transition in January, and I plan to, you know, pursue counter work just to mm-hmm. be in a position to touch more faces, mm-hmm. be in a position to, you know, learn more, you know, specifically with certain brands, how certain brands work, because I do understand that depending on which brand you're with, it can, you know, the experiences are different. And that's something that I want to be a part of. You know, I want to know what it's like to maybe work at Sephora or maybe work for NARS or maybe work for Bobbi Brown. Not to say that I'll work at all of those places, but I just think currently for myself, that's something that I would like to do, only because I know being in a position like that, you learn more, you know, you figure out more things about yourself, you know, and maybe I'll be in that area and decide, okay, I'm not sure if counter work is for me, but that's not something that, you know, I'll know until I'm in that position. But, you know, like I said, I always try to learn the, I guess, be in a position where I'm always growing. So if I'm in an area and I'm figuring out, okay, this may not be for me, okay, is that because there's another area that I haven't tapped within myself, you know, or maybe, you know, there could be communication skills that I haven't yet tapped into. You know, there are a lot of things that can come into play when you're trying to, you know, when you're learning and growing, especially in when it comes to your career or area where you find can, you know, bring you some level of enjoyment as well as prosperity.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, let's see. We have a caller here from the 404 area, so let me bring them in. Good evening. Who's calling?
I don't know. I think this is Aisha. Is this Aisha? Can you hear me?
I figured it was Aisha. Hi, Aisha.
Hi, Denise. Denise. Hello, Frances.
Hi.
I was just calling in to lend some support to my sister and just to say that, you know, Frances and I first met through social media. Mm-hmm. I think more specifically it was through Twitter, and in an industry that is kind of cutthroat and people can, you know, show you different faces and there's a lot of people that may not be as genuine as you would like them to be. I would say that Frances was a complete and is a complete breath of fresh air. What probably started first as, you know, as an acquaintance, we become friends and she's honest. We share information. You know what I mean? We support each other. We encourage each other. And there's an absolute, you know, feeling there of constantly someone that has your back and wants to see you do well. And I'm so proud of her and everything she's doing. And you guys will know that she's like, she's so tired right now. She just finished the 24-hour cotton show where she was a lead makeup artist. So I'm giving her kudos on her great accomplishment. You know, she's a superstar. So I just wanted to call in and lend my support and give good energy and tell her that I'm very proud of her. And she has an awesome walk, and I completely believe that she has favor. So for everybody listening, definitely, you know, follow her, listen. And she's a great person. She's a great friend.
Thank you.
You two are
and
so
quiet now.
No tears.
I figured you would be.
So I just wanted to call and say that. I want her to keep talking and, you know, share all her great information, but I did just want to call in and lend my support.
Thank you.
Aisha. You going to stay on the line or...
Yeah, I'm on the line. I'm trying to get into the chat room as well so I can, you know, do my little thing here. But it's just not working for me. So, but I'm definitely on the line up here.
I think it's a Blog Talk Radio issue. We've been having problems because I didn't have any problems with the Internet. It was just Blog Talk Radio. So
yeah, that's what I think it is. You can comment, but you can't get in the chat room. But that doesn't matter. You still got a shining star. So Denise and Denise, love you guys a lot. I'm listening,
love you,
lend good energy and lots of support and love. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You two are so cute. So cute.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to talk about that 24-hour, what was it, a fashion show?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Tell us about it.
Miami, Florida, South Beach, Cotton, the Fashion of Our Lives, presented this 24-hour fashion show, and it started, what's today? Today's Sunday. It started yesterday, Saturday, at 12 noon.
Are you still in Miami?
No, I'm home.
Okay.
I am home. Started Saturday at 12 noon, and we went all the way until 12 noon today. And a big super-duper shout-out to one of my teachers, mentors, sisters, and friends, Deshaun Hatcher, who was the creative director for the project. And, yes, I served as a head makeup artist for one of the shifts. And it was an amazing experience. I have never worked anything completely a 24-hour period. And my shift was actually just 8 hours. And, yes, I went past that 8-hour period only because, you know, I was in makeup overload. But, you know, like I said, a big thank you to Deshaun for trusting me, you know, enough to offer me that head position. I didn't know what to expect. I had never done that before. And let me back up a little bit. That is, for Fashion Week, I assisted on a show with Deshaun as well. And it was a main stage show, and it was phenomenal. You know, so in my, you know, I'm already on this fashion show high because we did Fashion Week. It was great. You know, it was a really great experience. It was nothing like the stories I had heard before. So to go into, you know, that area and everyone was calm and we worked together, it was great. So I'm on this fashion show high, and I'm loving that, you know, that world. But Fashion Week show is, you know, it's a short period of time compared to 24-hour period or an 8-hour period, which the shift that I was in charge of was an 8-hour period. And, oh, my goodness. there was so much going on, and, you know, I had a group. Shout out to all the artists that work with me. You guys did a phenomenal job. And, you know, thank you for taking the direction that I took from my director and said, this is where we're going, these are the looks we're going for. And, you know, when the models came in, we made changes here and there. It was a lot happening. There were moments where, you know, we were working on something and Deshaun was watching the monitor and she said, no, that's not it. And being in that position, it was like, okay, do I throw her an excuse or do I jump in and we make the changes to get it right? And I'm thankful enough that my backbone pushed me into a super level of work mode, and we jumped in and we got it done. You know, it was a rush situation. There was a lot happening because within this 8-hour period, there were, you know, different, you know, genres that they were covering with the show. So the models would go out and walk, they would come back in, and then we would change a lip, change an eye, or, you know, and do whatever. So there were moments where we were watching the monitor and like, okay, fix this, fix that, do this differently. So there were times where I had to, you know, take the position that I was in as head makeup artist for that shift and get it done, whether it was, you know, a mistake that I made, not, you know, relaying something to the artist correctly, or, you know, there were moments where, okay, I applied blush too heavy, or I just didn't get that eye right, or I let models go out, and some of them were shiny and some of them were not. You know, and I'm having to stand there and listen to my director, you know, say, correct this, get it right, because I won't have our work going out, and it's not up to a standard
that I needed to be. So, you know, I had to stand there and jump in and get it done. It was a great experience. Yes, I was tired, and there were moments where I had to, you know, grab myself so that my face didn't show it, because I didn't want to be in a position where I was giving, you know, a bad vibe to the team that I had. You know, we were working just nonstop. And I think it's important that as a leader in whatever area you're in, to always remain, you know, stable on a positive note. You know, yes, I was tired, but at the same time, I had a job to do. And that job was to follow the instruction of my director and make sure that when we're sending these models out here, that they look good, you know, that they're representing, you know, a level of greatness from our work. You know, yes, the models were modeling clothes. At the same time, you know, it was a fashion show, so the beauty is a part of it. And so we worked hard to get it done. And, you know, I think we did well. I have not had a debriefing with Deshaun yet, but I'm kind of on pins and needles about it. But at the same time, the critique, I will take the praises. You know, I won't let the praises go higher than the lesson that I should get from this. So, right. You know, I'm looking forward to that moment with her where she can say, okay, this, and this has to change. This area, you know, you have to work on, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, I'm looking forward to that moment. At the same time, you know, it was great. It was hard work, but it was good. Am I tired? Physically, yes, but I'm excited to have had an opportunity, you know, to work under her, you know, to work with the Cotton brand. You know, and it was also streamed live on MTV.com, so hopefully I'll be able to, you know, watch some playback from that. But it was good. It was really good. Shout out to my team.
Now, how many people did you have on your team?
Oh, my God. 6 artists, I think, including myself, and I could be wrong, because we had artists, we had assistants, and we had interns. So it was a huge group, but we worked in shifts. If I'm not mistaken, it was 6 of us, but that would have been including, you know, my artists and my assistants and my interns at the time. Yeah, I think it was 6. Y'all forgive me if I'm wrong.
Okay. I have another question, and then I want to get to some of the questions that's in the chat room. Tell me the differences, or if there were any differences to you, with when you assisted Deshaun for Fashion Week in New York versus you being the head of a team, but yet still taking directions from Deshaun. How is that different?
Wow. As an assistant, with Fashion Week, as an assistant, I didn't do any makeup. There was, you know, Deshaun was the key. There was the team. And as an assistant, we did whatever they needed us to do. But specifically with Fashion Week, I didn't do any makeup. Everything from getting the models from hair to makeup, you know, making sure, you know, that we had to, you know, change nail colors. We had to, you know, set up, make sure that the team had everything that they needed. That was great. Great experience. You know, I'm all about supporting people, and, you know, I was there for a job, and I did that. Now, this fashion show, as the head of a team, the responsibility of having to listen to Deshaun, take direction, be in charge of a lookbook, be in charge of makeup, be in charge of who's coming in and out of the hair and makeup room, you know, knowing where my people were at all times, knowing what genre we were in at the time of the fashion show. I worked an eight-hour shift. And so there were moments where, you know, I had to communicate with the stylist or communicate with the, you know, show director on where we were. And I had to know where we were. So if Deshaun, you know, left to handle business and come back and say, okay, where are we? You know, it could have been 11 o'clock and it could have been the date night scene. Well, if I didn't go through that lookbook to know that, then I would have been looking at her with a blank stare, and that in itself is unacceptable, being in that position and knowing that this is the responsibility that I have. So at any moment, I could be asking a question, and I need to be ready to give an answer. At that moment, you can't throw excuses or say, well, I don't know or whatever. It was hard because there was a lot going on. At the same time, I was doing makeup. And I'm watching what my team is doing. And then if I'm letting, you know, if Deshaun said, okay, well, we're doing, you know, we started out with, you know, really clean beauty looks, and then we worked our way up to the heavier stuff like the party and stuff like that, the smoky eye. So, if I didn't relate to my team, you know, the style of makeup for that genre, and they sent somebody out who had a smoky eye when the eye should have been clean, then that would have been a huge mistake on my problem, for me. Because if I didn't say to the, you know, if I didn't relate to my team, this is what we're doing, and then, you know, I need to relate to them in a way that they understand, and then, you know, have that go out and be done correctly. So if it was something that went out wrong, then it was on me. And then, you know, that would have been a moment where I would have had to take the cut and correct it. At that time, though, it was too late. So you just have to, you know, jump in, make it happen, and keep going, all with a smile on your face, all with knowing where your lookbook is, making sure makeup is not going missing, making sure your staff is here and no one went to the restroom and you didn't know. You know, in that environment, it's a lot happening, but you have to, you know, you have to, you know, turn your senses up to what I call 1,000. Because it's a lot going on. So the responsibility in itself from Fashion Week to this past weekend was huge, huge. Mm-hmm. You know, and I hope that I was in, you know, a place where I served well. I always mm-hmm. want to do that. I always want to serve well. You know, even if I'm tired, even if I'm hungry, you know, even if I'm sleepy, I want to be in a position where I serve well because, you know, I'm a believer that when we're in a position where we're walking in our passion and our purpose, you know, I'm a believer that our passions and our purpose will make a way for you, you know.
Absolutely.
When you are walking in that area and you say, okay, Lord, I thank you for giving me the ability to do this. At the same time, I have to pray that prayer that I'm always in a position where I'm handling his gifts correctly. I don't want to lose them because, you know, I didn't have to, you know, have this love for makeup or be able to, you know, look at an ad and automatically see how I can take those colors and, you know, bring them onto someone's face. Or, you know, I always want to be in a position where I'm walking correctly, I will say, because, you know, our hands are, there's so much that he deposits into them. I always want to use it where I, you know, bring joy back to him because he didn't have to give me the ability to see color, whether I'm looking at, it could be an ad that's black and white, but if it's a little girl on a swing set, I can see whatever color I choose to see. Everyone doesn't have that ability to do so. And so I'm thankful that, you know, I have a passion for this, that I love it.
I wake up every day hoping to be able to, you know, learn and grow within my purpose and my passion. And so I hope that, you know, my moments of revealing beauty are worthwhile, and that people feel, you know, the passion behind what I'm doing and what I'm saying. So I'm thankful to be in a position where I can share what I have, and I hope to always be able to do so.
Nice. We have a couple of questions from chat room.
Wonderful.
Let's see here.
Do you want me to read them?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. I didn't know you were in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in. Crystal Madison, she's wanting to know, what was the one thing that you did during the fashion show that you wish you hadn't?
Oh,
that's a real good question.
hi, Crystal. One thing I did I wish I hadn't. I don't know, because if it was a place where I did something wrong, then I took Deshaun's correction to get it, you know, to make it right. I guess if I had to give an answer, I would say not checking every model before they went out, before they went back out. Because, you know, and in my mind now I can just easily think back, there was a place where I think I felt comfortable with working with the team that I had, and they did a great job. But I remember, just now with thinking about it, there was a moment where, you know, maybe we were making sure specifically that the guys didn't go out, you know, looking sweaty or oily. Or, you know, so I would have concentrated on the guys being done and maybe missing one or two of the girls.
Right.
You know, not make sure and still communicating with the team. Because in an area like that, you can get where just get it done and be rush, push. But in just get it done mode, you still have to be in a position where you're communicating with your team as well as checking their work before it goes out. So not getting comfortable that they're just taking what I said and then they're doing it. But going back, you know, as quick as possible and say, okay, she's good, he's good, she's good, she's good, let's fix this, let's fix that, change her lip, give her more gloss, and then send them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of hard to do because we were in a small area and there was a lot going on. But it was important to do that because, you know, we're sending out, I mean, we're a team.
Right.
So, I mean, the stylist could have been doing a great job, but if the makeup wasn't great, you know, then it still, you know, it can not look good as a whole because you're sending them out as a whole piece. You're not sending them out. We're not modeling just the makeup. You know, it's a whole package. And so I think getting to a place where I was comfortable to trust that everybody was doing it right, or taking the, you know, the direction that I had given them. Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, you know, Frances, I think just listening to you and listening about what actually happened at the show, I think for this being your first time, I think you did a great job. So, I mean, I know sometimes we can get in there and we kind of want everything to be just right, but it sounds to me like you did a great job for this being your first time in a position like that and handling so much, you know what I mean, so soon.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's great that you were even up for the challenge.
Yes. I know at one point I thought to myself, okay, am I crazy or is Deshaun crazy? And so I kind of think that both of us are a little, you know,
yeah,
over the board in love with you know, with the makeup and all of that. But all in all, it was a wonderful experience. And, you know, like I said, I'm glad that I was in the position to where I could be trusted with being, you know, quote unquote, head makeup artist.
Right. Yeah. Right. So we have another question from your buddy, Aisha. And it says, as a new makeup artist that just assisted at Fashion Week New York, what was the biggest, hold on, I wrote it down, because I've been kicked out of the chat room a couple of times. So what was the biggest myth that was debunked about that experience for you, and also the biggest takeaway as well?
The biggest myth that was debunked about the experience, that a new artist such as myself, that new artists don't get in to assist main stage shows.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard that for years. And because mm-hmm. working as a makeup artist or working at Fashion Week with a show has been, you know, a desire of mine for some time. And it's funny because last year I said, I'm going to Fashion Week. And I kept, you know, I kept saying that. I wrote it down. You know, it was an affirmation that I said, you know. So did I specifically know, you know, where I wanted to be in Fashion Week? No, I just knew that I'm going to Fashion Week and I'm going to work a show, whether I, mm-hmm. you know, whether I do it as an assistant or as an intern or whatever, it didn't matter. So hearing, oh, you know, new artists, they don't do that, or, you know, no one goes in their first time and work a show in the tent. I had heard it for, you know, a while, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, and that was a great accomplishment for myself because first I said, I'm going to Fashion Week,
mm-hmm.
and I worked hard to do my mm-hmm. research. I worked hard to figure out how do I get in. Or, you know, who, you know, should I be talking to designers? Should I be talking to makeup artists?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do I get in contact with to get on whatever magical list is, you know, laying out there somewhere that people, you know, just happen to be on. Or you get a call to say, hey, can you assist me at Fashion Week? You know, mm-hmm. I did my research and I worked hard. And I am a person that believes in supporting others, and my, you know, little thing that I have is what I help make happen for others, God will make happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
So whether I do that via, you know, helping in whatever area I can, but I believe that networking is, you know, something that everyone should be doing. You know, find someone. I'll give this little piece of advice. Find someone or people that you can support.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you do it, you know, send an email and say, hey, I'm in this area, you know, this, give an introduction, this is who I am, this is what I would like to do. How can I help? How can I help your vision come to life? Because when we mm-hmm. do that, when we do that, we're placing our own little seeds in the ground. And
absolutely.
So when it's our time, you know, for our vision to come to life, you will receive that support in return.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I worked hard, and I believe that, you know, I believe in we should be supporting each other. We should
mm-hmm.
do that. And I think when we are in that position, there's a level of trust that people will have with you. And especially when your loyalty is important.
Now, not forgetting to, you know, continue to, you know, make sure that you are okay. You have to always do that. But find someone you can be loyal to and make the decision that no matter what, you know, I will remain in a place where I'll support and help others. You can be the number one top whoever. It doesn't matter. Always been a place where you can support and give back, because you're continuing to keep your line of credit open. And I'll let people apply that how they choose to, but you continue to keep your line of credit open. So, you know, when you're asking God for something, he can give it to you.
Right.
Because you've proven to be a supporter of others. So, you know, those moments of when you want something in return, you know, you're able to get it. And it's not an issue. People are glad to help you. And I want to say thank you to the both of you ladies to being in a position where you've helped me. You know, there are quite a few people who, you know, I place a staple in. And, you know, you ladies are two ladies that I've placed staples in. So thank you for always being, you know, in a position to where, you know, you ladies have put it out there. You know, call us, email us. If it's an area where we can help you or you need advice or whatever, take advantage. And I believe that people should stay in a place where your motive is pure.
Absolutely.
You'll never have problems. Never. Never. Because my trip to New York for Fashion Week was amazing. I had a great friend who opened up her home to me and said, come on, stay. You know, Deshaun, who said, sure, you can assist on this team, and made it happen. You know, so thank you to, you know, my mentors, and, you know, thank you, Santara, for not allowing me to give up. And she knows exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm going to stop because I'll cry.
Yes, because I hear it now. I hear it.
but thank you, The Gorgeous Blog. And everybody else. You know, all of my supportive beauties, you know who you are. Thank you. Thank you, Rochelle. Thank you, Merlene. Thank you, Brandilyn. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, give
you
me
know,
something
Francis.
Else.
Okay, I'm going to give you something else.
I really appreciate that comment because, you know, a lot of times you don't know who you touch, who you helped, who you inspired. So it's good to hear that. And I just thank you for sharing that. And also thank you just for being on the call because, you know, listening to this conversation tonight, you know, a lot of times, you know, you think about this show and you think about a lot of the guests that come on, and it's been people who may have been working, you know, in this business for years and have done a lot of things. You know, some of them work with a lot of celebrities, you know, movies and television and whatever. But, you know, it's good to get people, you know, at different levels. Like at the very beginning of the show, still in your area, pretty much things haven't changed. And so now you're going to, you know, be making some moves. And so it's just good to hear. Like I really feel like you've grown. And a lot of it has been, even though you may not have that many opportunities in the areas that you're in, but it sounds like you've taken the advice from various people and things that people who may have told you or things that you've researched or things that you've learned. You know, you've been listening, you've been researching, and when it's your time to get up and go to Miami and do a 8-hour shift or the 24-hour, you know, fashion show, or go to New York and assist someone, it sounds like you were prepared in both situations.
Yeah.
Whether you were assisting or whether you were the key for the show, it sounds like you were prepared. And
all those times when you're not working, you know, you should be preparing, you should be researching, you should be, you know, listening to shows like this and getting the advice of those who are willing to help. You know, I just hope that people who may have listened to tonight's show would listen to that and know that, you know, take advantage of every opportunity that's available to you, you know, because when it's your time, you need to be prepared.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what I got out of this conversation tonight. So, thank you for that. Even for those of us who are experienced and, you know, have done a couple of things, you know, same thing applies. You know, you're never too experienced to learn and to have the advice of others. So,
yeah.
So that, to me, that was your one mic experience. There's a, and I always say, you know, if I were ever to have the opportunity to just, you know, have the microphone and be able to speak to a certain group of people, what would I say? And so that's basically what Beauty Talk is. It's our opportunity to share with, you know, you all, whatever it is that we feel we want to share. But that moment right there was your one mic opportunity. And there's a hip-hop song, One Mic, by Nas.
Mm-hmm.
And I it's like every time I hear that song, I always, you know, ask myself, what would I say if I had one mic? If I had the opportunity where the world could hear me, or that group of people could hear just me and everything I was saying, what would I say? You know, in that one opportunity, what would I say? So my next question to you was going to be, what advice do you have for, like, new artists or artists that you consider to be on your level? But I think you answered those questions.
I would like to add that no matter what, stay dedicated to stay dedicated to learning and growing and to making sure that whatever dream you have for yourself, make sure that you're working to make it happen. Stay dedicated. This has been tough for me because I'm in an area where I don't work as an artist every day. I get up and I go to a full-time job that has nothing to do with makeup. So that's different within itself because, you know, I'm having this passion burn inside of me, and I have to create the opportunities where I'm walking in those areas. Stay dedicated.
And, you know, Frances, let me just add to that, to you. Let me just speak to you on that level. Just, you know, I hear you when you say, you know, you get up and you go to this full-time job every day. I get that because I've been there. So I hear you when you say this job has nothing to do with makeup. I get that because I've been there. But enjoy every second of the process. These are all stepping stones to wherever it is that you want to be, even if you haven't figured that out yet. These are you know, like you said earlier about planting the seeds. You're planting the seeds now because when you go to that full-time job, it doesn't mean that you can't let people know you do makeup. You can tell the world that you do makeup. You know what I'm saying? You're planting the seeds because you never know who knows who and who knows what. And you never know who at that particular job may need you, you know, for your makeup services. So I just kind of want to just let you know to just enjoy every step of the process and just keep at it. Keep at it regardless of where you are, regardless of what city, what state, or whatever. Just enjoy the process.
And just a little side note quickly, while you're in that full-time job, enjoy the medical benefits. Enjoy
save some of that
consistent pay. Because you know, once you're full-time in makeup, it's a brand-new life. So enjoy it, even though it may not have anything to do with makeup. You may even hate your job. Enjoy it and appreciate it. And just like my sister said, it's a process. Eventually, you will get it.
Yes. And I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It's just that.
Well,
you know,
I hate it. I didn't like mine, so I'm just saying.
No, I love my job. It's a different love. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all. It's a different love. But yes, I do, you know, I appreciate the word of encouragement on, you know, the experience. And yeah, I'm
it's
doing
just
that.
Like
it's been a hard process, but I'm doing that.
Mhm. It's just like those people who, you know, I've run into a lot of people who want to be in film and television, you know, like on the directing side or producing or writing, and especially writers. I've run into a lot of writers who, you know, they'll leave high school and they'll start college and then they'll quit, or they don't ever go to college because they say, I want to be a writer. You know, I don't have to go to college to be a writer. You know, I don't have to, you know, do all this other stuff to be a writer. But I say, yes, you do, because there are experiences in college that you can take with you to use in your writing. And so that's the same for anyone who wants to do this whole makeup thing, but you may be in a, you know, totally different area, you know, of your life where you actually make money doing something else that has nothing to do with makeup. There are going to always be different learning experiences in everything you do. That's just like the two of us. We were both accountants for, you know, 12 years or so, and that has nothing to do with makeup, but I'm so happy I had that accounting and business experience because it helped me to be a better makeup department head when I'm on film and TV jobs.
Right.
I mean, it helps me to, you know, when it comes to budgeting and you know, spending productions money and accounting for productions money. If I had never had that experience, I probably would have a harder time at doing, you know, at doing those types of things. Because even when you become a makeup artist in the field that you want to be in, as you even stated earlier, it's not all about the makeup. It's about a lot of the little smaller things, making sure you know where your team is, making sure people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, there's a whole, you know, there's a different element to this whole thing besides just doing the makeup.
Yes. Yes, I agree. One other small piece of advice.
Mm-hmm.
If you have issues with listening, work on that.
Exactly.
If you can't listen to people and be able to translate what they are saying through your hands, work on that. Please.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important to be able to listen to someone, explain something, and then you say, okay, I understand. And then you apply makeup. And when you visually look at it, it says something different. Work on that. That's important. That's very, it's important.
Right.
So if you have issues there, work on that. Because it could be detrimental to your job.
if you're in a
position where, you know, they're given direction and then, you know, you do something different, work on that. Okay, moving on.
Right. And I just want to say, Santara is in the beauty lounge talking about we can do her taxes. I'm not doing Santara's taxes or anybody else's taxes for that. I am done with that. I can advise you on who can do them though.
I was just gonna say I'll send you all of my receipts, all of my sales reports, boom, you can knock it out.
Now,
I would like to, and Sarah actually mentioned this, I would like to incorporate that, not necessarily doing taxes, but teaching artists how to keep great records so, you know, when tax time comes, they will have everything that they need to either do their own taxes or to go to an accountant to do their taxes. But, my tax accounting days are long over.
That would be good.
Yeah. I probably need somebody to start doing my taxes now. If I could ever give it up. But, yeah. But, Francis, I just wanted you to throw out to those people who are listening, everybody here at Beauty Talk knows you and know everything, but just throw out there your Twitter handle and your Facebook, how to get you on Facebook and websites, blogs, whatever. Anything you want anybody to know.
Wonderful. You guys can find me on the Twitters. That is still not the official name. But shout out to my girl Santara.
Right.
at Revealing Beauty, and that's RevealingBeaute, as well as I have a fan page on Facebook for Revealing Beauty. And my blog and portfolio is www.revealingbeauty.com. And that's BEAUTE and not Y.
Okay.
So that's where you guys can find me.
All right.
And if there's anyone in the beauty lounge that is following me on Twitter and I'm not following you back, shout out to me so I can do that, please. Thank you.
All right. I love it.
We have to, be supportive beauties. We can't just be beautiful. We have to support each other.
And not just that, but how are we going to grow if we don't start getting out there and meeting different people? I always go through my Twitter, and sometimes those people who have not tweeted in over 2 years, I'll delete them. But then also...
Yeah.
I go out and I find other people to follow, and you know what? They're not always makeup, hair, or nail, or stylist,
Right.
They're like people who do whatever, but, I follow different people so that I can see what's going on. There's somebody out there who may need makeup, and they don't do makeup,
Right. I agree. Yeah.
So.
And before we get to our last question of the show, I just want to say thank you for all those who joined us in the chat room, and for those who are listening by phone, thank you very much. For those who just, found us online, thank you for tuning in. And if you liked tonight's show, you can go out and mark it as a favorite or leave us a comment here on Blog Talk Radio or Twitter or Facebook. But also we want you to do, for those of you who are following us on Facebook on the Illusions group page, we would appreciate if you would join us on the Beauty Talk with Illusions page. The Illusions page, as you see it now, will be shutting down very soon and will be revamped to totally focus on just Illusions cosmetics, and Beauty Talk has its own page. So please join us out there, because we like to go there every night after this show and chat up a little bit longer. So join us on that page as well. Francis, you know the routine. You know the very last question of the show, and that is, what is beauty to you?
Beauty to me is originality, authenticity, love, being in a position where you're learning and growing, no matter what area that is. Beauty is being able to look at a situation and see how you can affect it in a positive way. One of my most loved things to do in the morning is tweet, "Today is the best day of your life." That's beautiful to me. Mm-hmm. To be able to tell someone that, you know, who woke up with a headache or who woke up and their daughter was sick or who woke up and, you know, their, I don't know, their bathrooms were flooded and they had to do all that and still get their family together and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Each day is the best day of your life. And so when I'm working with a client, whether it's a bride, or whoever, me, you know, working with that person and helping them see ways to enhance their natural beauty, that's beautiful to me. You know, teaching someone how to do something that they couldn't do before or giving them a different perspective about who they are as a person, that's beauty to me.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a colorless situation and adding color to it, that's beauty, however you do it. Yeah.
Mm.
Being a support system to someone, that's beauty. Living life that you're happy about, that's beauty. Finding your authentic place in your community, in your church, with your family, with your friends, with your colleagues, that's beauty.
Nice. Go on, Frances.
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I don't know what's going on there.
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number.
Anyway.
I didn't hear it either.
I heard something about a PIN number.
Right. That's something with Blog Talk
Radio. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
She may get rid of
Goodbye.
Are you guys there?
I'm here.
Okay. So let me end this show before we get kicked off or something because it's doing something crazy. But I just wanted to let everyone know to join us next week. We will have my sister may need to say their names because I get them mixed up. But they are the owners of their celebrity manicurist and their twin sisters based in Atlanta. They own Tula Tu Nail Salon, Charlinda and Sabrina. Okay, Charlotte and Sabrina Rowe. And they'll be joining us next week. And then the following week, I apologize. Next week, there will be no Beauty Talk because of the holiday weekend. Then the week after that, which will be the first Sunday in December, we'll have Charlena and Sabrina Rowe. Okay, so next week, no Beauty Talk. The week after will be Charlena and Sabrina. And then I believe there's maybe 2 other Sundays before Christmas. Christmas is on a Sunday, so of course we won't be doing that show. But we'll keep you posted as to what's going to happen after Charlinda and Sabrina. But
the anniversary.
Remind you.
The anniversary show.
Yes, the anniversary show is coming in December. We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary. So we're going to have an anniversary show. This would be the last show that we do in December, but we'll keep you posted as to which date that's going to be. So December may be a short month because of the Christmas being on a Sunday. So we'll keep you guys posted. Just tune in the first week in December for Charlinda and Sabrina. So with that being said, thank you very, very much, Frances. I really enjoyed chatting with you tonight. I'm sure, and I know for a fact, that somebody was in inspired and uplifted and even encouraged.
I hope so. I really do.
I believe it. I really believe it. And you hang in there and be encouraged. And of course, we're always here for whatever you may need. So, again, just always continue to reach out, and we will help you the best way we know how.
And
keep us posted with all that you do.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And with that, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. And join us on Facebook.